Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so 20 million people just sitting there waiting to hear from Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Okay, 20 million people. Been on this for a long time. If you put together, this is what causes the terror by the left. If you put together ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN, and the rest of their lying media, throwing a Huffington Post, they can't together, if they did a simulcast, generate anything like that size of audience. 20 million. And that's before it even got started. Two of my kids are political junkies. I don't know where they got it from. But they were waiting for this with great anticipation. They wanted to see this. So they're sitting there before it starts and they're watching it build. Mom, it's 12 million. Mom, it's up to 18. Mom, it's up. And I'm like, wow. What is it up to now? 20 million. Bam, crash. So, of course, there's a massive DDoS attack. Yeah. Of course. And the whole thing struggles for a while to get up and running. But Elon Musk finally, you know, and his team finally overcome it. Okay. This is what I've been talking about for a while now. The terror of Twitter. And just if you want to see what raw power looks like. Raw power used for good. For a debate. By the way, for the left and the right to come freely to the town square and say what they like. It's Elon Musk's Twitter feed. X. I keep calling it Twitter, but yeah. It's Elon Musk's X feed. Just go on X. You can. You don't need to have an account. Go on it. Go look at it. Go at Elon Musk. Look at it. And look at his post, okay? And go back a week to get a good idea. 80 million. 121 million. Bad post for Elon Musk is 15 million. Again, a bad post for Elon Musk is more views than, you know, say that night, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC combined. That is the absolute hunger in the world for just unrestricted information. Whether you agree with them or you disagree with them, you hate them, you love them, it doesn't matter. That's the measure of the demand for it. And this is terrifying. There has never been anything like Elon Musk's X account, Lee. Just his account. And what he's begun doing is absolutely terrifying to the left because they know they cannot win an argument on their policies. Their policies suck. They cause grave human misery. And what Elon Musk has been doing is dropping in to these X accounts that are people, I mean, they're pajama boys. These are people doing great reporting that the mainstream media will not do. They're showing the videos. They're showing the clips. They're out there. Kamala Harris runs an ad saying, you know, hey, I'm going to be tough on the border and with a sheriff in it to make it look like he supports her. He goes and blisters her. Yep. Bam, trending. And I'm talking trending in 15 minutes. There's never been a machine like it on Earth for news. This is a first in, I'm not kidding, first in human history in terms of just the size of it and the aggregation of it. And so when you go familiarize yourself with it, you can see the terror on the left. So Musk will dive in, right, and say there's been a Kamala ad. She's lied. He'll just go to the account that caught it, hit retweet, and put this is concerning, ? That's it. That's all he's got to do. Bam. In the next 3 hours, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 million. They can't lie, Lee. They have to debate. And they can't win a debate. They don't know what to do. And this has been building and building and building. And we saw it last night.
Yep.
We saw it last night. The folks, don't let it make you mad. This is the panic. The absolute panic in the EU. They're leftists too. They run on the same corrupted, corroded, miserable ideas.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They can't have their people listening to Donald Trump and thinking they can be free. So what happens? Thierry Breton, who we've talked about often on this show, writes a letter demanding Elon Musk censor Donald Trump. Why? Well, that's based on the DSA. It's called Digital Services Act, passed in the EU. The EU was only ever supposed to be an economic bloc. There wasn't supposed to be censorship powers over free speech. Okay?
It was about trade.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Thierry Breton is an EU bureaucrat. Nobody elected that little punk. And he has the absolute unmitigated audacity to post a letter before the Musk-Trump interview demanding censorship of it. Why? Because in the EU, they can fine you up to 6% of your global revenues, even if you're not making money, just revenue collected, if you allow free speech. In other words, if you allow politically incorrect things, if you allow true things that make the left mad, that's actually called malinformation. It's true, but if it is thought to cause hatred or racial hatred, or they just claim it does, then they can demand that you take it down. Okay, the final step in the DSA, I've been warning about this in a Battleground podcast for 2 years now. The final step in the DSA, this rule they have now in Europe, is arrest. First, they put up a Chinese-style iron curtain. You know how China has its own internet and Chinese people cannot escape the invisible digital window?
They block things they don't like.
That's what this is for Europe. It went into effect. Every other social media outlet and Google have already agreed to let the European censor them, okay?
A digital iron curtain.
It's a digital iron curtain. The only person resisting is Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And all of a sudden, they're talking about what? Jailing Elon Musk. All of a sudden, they're talking about extradition of Americans. Why? Because they're going to wait till Kamala wins, if she does, and then extradite Musk for trial. That's the plan. That's what this is about. Now, if you've listened to Battleground America podcast, none of this surprises you because you understand what's going on in Europe. But I said this day was coming. I have said, you've heard me say it, Lee, I've said this day was coming. These European bureaucrats, 2 years I've said it, Battleground America podcast on this show. And I think I was the only one saying it that I know of in America, that these European, who's part of the punditry even minorly, but it was saying that these European censors who are only bureaucrats, they're not even elected, will demand the right to censor American politicians, only Republicans, in races. You're going to have state legislative races in South Carolina where the Democrat can run commercials, say whatever they want on social media, trash the Republican, and the Republican's not going to be able to respond. And it's going to be European bureaucrats controlling the debate in our elections. And I said that. And I couldn't get anybody to care. And here it is. Here it is.
And we used to be worried about our adversaries interfering in our elections, supposedly. This is allies.
And what this really, to put this very simply, okay, Thierry Breton didn't come up. He's the EU censor, the main one who wrote the letter to Elon Musk and posted it to, ironically, Lee, Twitter, where he has free speech.
Well, X, yes.
Right. Yeah, X, where he has free speech. That the greatest irony of the whole thing. He uses that to communicate his censorship demands on behalf of the EU, right? Because what is his position? I should be able to say whatever I want because I'm theory beaten and I am so much smarter than everyone, but you should not be able to say anything. In fact, you should only be able to say what I want. And I'm going to demand this right here on X, where I've been given the gift, because it is a gift of free speech. Unbelievable. Yeah. But what you're seeing right now, Thierry Breton didn't come up with the idea to write that letter himself. Okay, you know what that was? That was a call, a phone call from the Democrat Party. Hey, this is DNC headquarters. Can you do something? Can you threaten him? Because we're talking about over 60 million people on X in Europe, Lee. And so they want to take that away from Elon Musk financially. They want to take that money away. They want to take that audience away. They want to iron curtain a place like North Korea, like China. You know what? I feel bad for Europeans. They've already lost their freedoms. It's gone. I mean, it is gone.
Well, they never had them to the degree that we had.
No, they never did.
But what little they had is quickly eroding away in this tsunami of totalitarianism.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about what Musk and Trump said. And we'll talk about what you're getting a look at here. Yesterday, you just saw some silly little European bureaucrats say that Elon Musk had to shut down the conversation. And yesterday, people on X in America were laughing and posting copies of the Declaration of Independence and saying, ha ha, you can't censor me. But they can. Because what you saw yesterday was only the tip of the spear. I'm going to tell you what else is out there. This is a much bigger deal than folks realize. Coming up in a minute.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.